Did you know that James Nestor's bestseller Breath was inspired by Patrick McKeown's groundbreaking work? The oxygen advantage has become a secret weapon for Olympic athletes and Hollywood celebrities alike, with everyone from MMA fighters to Emma Stone incorporating its techniques into their routines. Since its 2015 publication, this revolutionary approach has transformed our understanding of respiration, challenging the fundamental misconception most of us have carried since childhood, that bigger breaths mean better oxygenation. What if everything you thought you knew about breathing was actually holding you back from peak performance? Imagine training diligently for years, but still struggling to keep up with your peers. This was Don Gordon's reality as a teenage cyclist until he discovered the counterintuitive truth about breathing. Despite our instinctive belief that taking deep breaths during exercise helps us perform better, the opposite is often true. The paradox lies in how oxygen actually reaches our muscles. Your respiratory system resembles an upside-down tree, with your trachea as the trunk dividing into increasingly smaller branches until reaching approximately 300 million tiny alveoli, microscopic air sacs surrounded by blood vessels. This creates an astonishing surface area equivalent to a tennis court for gas exchange. However, contrary to popular belief, breathing larger volumes of air doesn't increase blood oxygenation. In fact, your blood is almost always already saturated with oxygen at 95 to 99%. What truly matters is how efficiently oxygen transfers from your blood to your tissues, and this is where carbon dioxide plays a crucial role. Rather than being merely a waste product, CO2 is essential for loosening oxygen's bond to hemoglobin through the Bohr effect, discovered in 1904. When you overbreathe, you expel too much carbon dioxide, causing hemoglobin to hold on to oxygen more tightly rather than releasing it to your muscles. Carbon dioxide also serves two other vital functions, dilating smooth muscles and airways and blood vessels, and regulating blood pH. Excessive breathing can reduce blood vessel diameter by up to 50%, decreasing blood flow by a factor of 4. This explains why just 2 minutes of heavy breathing can cause dizziness. You're literally reducing blood flow to your brain. The body maintains blood pH within a narrow range around 7.365, with carbon dioxide playing a key regulatory role. When blood becomes too alkaline, breathing reduces to allow CO2 levels to rise and restore balance. Conversely, if blood is too acidic, breathing increases to offload carbon dioxide. This delicate balance is essential for survival. pH levels below 6.8 or above 7.8 can be fatal. By understanding these principles, we can work with our natural physiology rather than against it, transforming not just athletic performance but overall health through something we do 20,000 times daily. Breathe. Have you ever wondered why elite athletes seem to breathe so effortlessly during intense exercise? They experience up to 60% less breathlessness than untrained individuals, not because they're superhuman, but because they've developed greater tolerance to carbon dioxide. This tolerance is the key to efficient breathing during physical activity, and it can be measured with a simple test. The Body Oxygen Level Test, BOLT, measures your carbon dioxide sensitivity by timing how long you can comfortably hold your breath after a normal exhalation until feeling your first definite desire to breathe. Unlike maximum breath hold tests influenced by willpower, BOLT objectively evaluates breathing efficiency. A lower score indicates greater breathing volume and more potential breathlessness during exercise. During a breath hold, carbon dioxide accumulates in your blood while oxygen slightly decreases. Since carbon dioxide is the primary breathing stimulus, your BOLT score directly reflects your CO2 tolerance. With a low score, your breathing receptors are highly sensitive to carbon dioxide, causing greater breathing volume as your lungs work harder to remove excess CO2. The ideal BOLT score for a healthy individual is 40 seconds, though most people, including many athletes, typically score around 20 seconds or less. research consistently shows that lower breath hold times correlate with greater breathlessness during both rest and exercise. Every 5-second improvement in your score significantly reduces respiratory symptoms. Your breathing pattern directly reflects your BALT score. At 10 seconds, breathing is noisy, irregular, and effortful with 15 to 30 breaths per minute. At 20 seconds, it becomes more regular with 15 to 20 moderately sized breaths per minute. At 30 seconds, breathing is calm and quiet with 10 to 15 minimal breaths per minute. At 40 seconds, it becomes effortless and barely visible with only 6 to 10 minimal breaths per minute. During exercise, both breathing volume and carbon dioxide production increase. With a BALT score above 30 seconds, there's a good match between CO2 production from muscle activity and its elimination through breathing. When your score falls below 20 seconds, excessive breathing eliminates more CO2 than your body produces during exercise, leading to reduced oxygen delivery to tissues. To improve your BALT score, follow these 3 steps. First, stop carbon dioxide losses by breathing through your nose day and night. Second, improve carbon dioxide tolerance through reduced breathing exercises that create a tolerable air hunger for 10 to 12 minutes. Finally, simulate high altitude training by breathing less than you feel you need during physical exercise. As you begin this practice, you might experience a natural detoxification process as better blood flow helps your organs eliminate waste products more efficiently. Symptoms like increased thirst, headaches, or mucus production are generally mild and temporary, positive signs that your body is adapting to improved oxygenation. We must return to nasal breathing, our evolutionary birthright, to address breathing volume and increase BALT scores. While mouth breathing activates the stress response in upper chest breathing, nasal breathing promotes calm diaphragmatic breathing. Habitual mouth breathers often suffer from poor energy, concentration issues, and physical changes, including narrow jaws and crooked teeth. The nose occupies significant skull space because of its importance. It conditions air through turbinates, warming, humidifying, and sterilizing it before reaching the lungs. Dr. Maurice Cottle identified at least 30 functions the nose performs to support lungs, heart, and other organs. Nasal breathing provides 50% more airstream resistance than mouth breathing, resulting in 10 to 20% more oxygen uptake. Perhaps most remarkably, the nose produces nitric oxide, once considered toxic but now recognized as crucial for human health. Discovered in the 1980s and named Molecule of the Year in 1992, nitric oxide earned its discoverers the 1998 Nobel Prize. This gas is produced in the nasal cavity and enters the lungs through nasal breathing. It regulates blood vessels, maintains physiological balance, supports brain function, bolsters immune defense, and improves respiration. Nitric oxide prevents high blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, maintains arterial flexibility, and reduces heart attack risk. Mouth breathing creates a vicious cycle by inflaming nasal blood vessels, causing congestion that forces more mouth breathing. The nose unblocking exercise can break this cycle. Take a small breath through the nose, pinch it closed, walk as many paces as possible while holding breath, then resume nasal breathing. This exercise opens nasal passages by increasing nitric oxide concentration. Even during sleep, nasal breathing is essential. Mouth breathing reduces sleep quality, causing dry mouth and lethargy upon waking. Wearing light paper tape like 3M Micropore across the lips prevents the mouth from falling open during sleep. This simple technique helps people fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake feeling energized. A moist mouth upon waking indicates successful nasal breathing overnight. By restoring nasal breathing, you're not just improving oxygen delivery, you're activating an entire physiological system designed to optimize your health and performance. For thousands of years, masters of yoga, tai chi, and qigong have emphasized quiet, gentle breathing. Unlike modern Western yoga teachers who often instruct students to breathe hard, authentic teachers understand that less is more when it comes to breathing. Traditional Chinese philosophy describes ideal breathing as so smooth that the fine hairs within the nostrils remain motionless. The term deep breath is often misunderstood. While many interpret it as taking a big breath through an open mouth while activating the upper chest, true deep breathing means breathing down into the full depth of the lungs using the diaphragm. Healthy animals and babies naturally breathe this way, with silent, regular breaths through the nose that gently expand and contract the abdomen. The diaphragm is a dome-shaped muscle separating the thorax from the abdomen. During inhalation, it pushes downward, causing the abdomen to move outward. During exhalation, it moves upward, allowing the abdomen to move inward. Abdominal breathing is more efficient because the lungs are wider at the bottom with greater blood flow in the lower lobes. Upper chest breathing doesn't utilize the lungs' full capacity, limits oxygen transfer, increases CO2 loss, and activates the fight-or-flight response. The foundational exercise, Breathe Light to Breathe Right, aims to restore light abdominal breathing. It involves sitting straight with relaxed shoulders, placing one hand on the chest and another above the navel, feeling the abdomen move outward during inhalation and inward during exhalation, and exerting gentle pressure to create resistance while making each breath smaller. By reducing breathing movements by 20 to 30%, you create a tolerable air hunger that helps reset your breathing center and improve carbon dioxide tolerance. A fundamental error in many breathing techniques is focusing on breath timing rather than volume. Two breaths of identical timing can move drastically different air volumes. The only effective approach is reducing the size of each breath to create a tolerable air shortage, which naturally decreases both volume and rate as your Bolt score improves. By practicing light breathing, you're not just changing a habit, you're reclaiming an ancient wisdom that modern society has largely forgotten. Indigenous tribes demonstrate superior breathing efficiency that modern society has forgotten. Tom Piskin's remarkable recovery from a gunshot wound to the lung illustrates this principle. After struggling with diminished lung capacity for a decade, he discovered that restricting his breathing during exercise, breathing exclusively through his nose, helped him achieve 130% lung capacity for his age and weight. Similarly, the Tarahumara tribe maintains an astonishingly low average heart rate of 130 BPM during marathon running, compared to Western runners' 160 to 180 BPM. Anthropologist Wade Davis observed Amazonian hunters pursuing prey for hours without once opening their mouths to breathe. Your Bolt score directly correlates with your exercise capacity while maintaining nasal breathing. At 5 seconds, even walking is difficult. A 20-second score enables fast walking or light jogging, while 30 seconds allows medium to fast jogging. With a 40-second score, you can run quickly while breathing only through your nose. Dr. Bill Hang, a California orthodontist, emphasizes the critical relationship between breathing habits, facial development, and airway size. Children who habitually mouth-breathe during developmental years develop narrower faces, improper jaw formation, and reduced airways, comparable to running a marathon while breathing through a narrow straw. To maximize training benefits, reduce air intake through three methods: relaxing your body to take in less air, increase exercise intensity while nasal breathing, and practicing breath holding during exercise. Initially, nasal breathing may slow performance, but with practice and improved Bolt scores, performance will surpass previous levels. The optimal warm-up combines walking at a comfortable pace while breathing calmly through the nose using the diaphragm. After walking for about a minute, exhale normally through your nose, pinch your nose, and hold your breath while walking 10 to 30 paces until you feel a moderate air hunger. Resume nasal breathing and continue walking for 10 minutes, performing a breath hold every minute. After exercise, cool down by walking 3 to 5 minutes while performing small breath holds. Exhale normally through the nose, pinch your nose for 2 to 5 seconds, breathe normally through the nose for 10 seconds, and repeat throughout cool down. Use your Bolt score to evaluate breathing efficiency during exercise. Measure before training, Perform your workout, then measure again 1 hour after finishing. If your post-exercise BOLT score is higher than pre-exercise, your breathing was efficient. If lower, you should slow down and maintain more controlled breathing throughout future workouts. The margin between Olympic athletes is less than 0.5%, making any competitive edge crucial. By temporarily subjecting the body to reduced oxygen through high-altitude training or breath holding, adaptations occur that increase blood oxygenation. While some athletes resort to illegal blood doping methods, the oxygen advantage techniques achieve similar benefits naturally by stimulating EPO production through the kidneys and releasing red blood cells from the spleen. Traditional altitude training forces the body to adapt to exercising with less oxygen, increasing blood's oxygen-carrying capacity. However, this approach has drawbacks as the increased resistance at altitude prevents athletes from achieving maximum work rates. The Live High, Train Low model, developed in the 1990s, addresses this by having athletes live at moderate altitude, 2,500 meters, but train below 1,500 meters. Research with collegiate runners showed this approach yielded a 9% improvement in red blood cell volume, 5% better VO2 max, and 13.4 seconds faster 5,000-meter times. While high-altitude training isn't feasible for everyone, breath-hold training offers a practical alternative with similar benefits. Just 3-5 maximum breath-holds can increase hemoglobin by 2-4%, significant in competitive sports where fractions of seconds matter. Benefits include release of red blood cells from the spleen, natural EPO production, higher carbon dioxide tolerance, reduced muscle fatigue, and decreased lactic acid. Unlike traditional breath holds performed after inhalation, the oxygen advantage method involves holding breath after exhalation. This approach lowers blood oxygen saturation more effectively, simulating altitudes of 2,500 to 4,000 meters. The reduced air content allows quicker carbon dioxide buildup, triggering stronger splenic contraction and greater red blood cell release. Breath holding effectively stimulates natural EPO production, the hormone that increases red blood cell maturation and oxygen delivery. EPO concentration can increase by up to 24% when the body experiences lower oxygen levels through breath hold exercises. Unlike illegal blood doping, this natural EPO production is free, effective, and perfectly legal. A pulse oximeter provides valuable feedback during breath hold exercises by measuring blood oxygen saturation, SpO2. Normal oxygen saturation at sea level ranges between 95 to 99%, while the benefits of breath holding occur when SpO2 drops below 94%. This simple 10 to 15 minute walking exercise delivers benefits similar to intense physical training. Begin by holding your breath while walking until you feel a medium air hunger for the first 2 to 3 repetitions, then progress to a stronger air shortage for remaining repetitions. After each breath hold, take short nasal breaths for about 15 seconds. Perform 8 to 10 breath holds during your walk, spacing them about a minute apart. With regular practice, breath hold time can increase dramatically. One study found improvements of up to 43% over a series of exercises, while experienced breath hold divers achieved times of 440 seconds compared to 145 seconds for beginners. The zone represents a state of complete immersion where an athlete performs without conscious thought. Muhammad Ali demonstrated this during his legendary 1974 Rumble in the Jungle victory over George Foreman, using psychological tactics to disrupt his opponent's concentration while maintaining his own focus. Being in the flow means experiencing undivided attention, where self-consciousness falls away and actions flow naturally. Most people are trapped by incessant thinking. We're human beings, not human doings. By practicing mental stillness through 3 simple techniques, breathing lightly, merging with the inner body, and bringing attention to the present moment, you can reduce unnecessary thoughts, access intuitive intelligence, and enable creativity. The breath serves as the bridge between mind and body, essential for entering the zone during competition. Focus on feeling your breath at four distinct points: inside the nose, back of the throat, chest movement, and abdominal movement. As you relax your inner body, gently slow your breath to create a mild air hunger that anchors attention to the present moment while activating the body's relaxation response. The body operates with an intelligence far greater than the conscious mind, performing thousands of vital functions automatically. By shifting attention from incessant thinking to sensing the inner body, we access this deeper intelligence. Begin by closing your eyes and focusing on one hand, feeling it from within. Notice sensations without analysis, then gradually expand awareness to include your arm, chest, and abdomen. To connect with the present moment, merge with your surroundings through your five senses rather than intellectual perception. Set aside analyzing, judging, and labeling. Instead, look around as if seeing everything for the first time. Listen to sounds rising and falling. Feel bodily sensations and engage your senses of smell and taste. Make your whole life a meditation rather than limiting mindfulness to formal practice. Scan for tension and release it. Unnecessary muscle tension during sports wastes energy. Observe how a cheetah runs with completely relaxed muscles while achieving maximum speed. Pre-competition nervousness can induce hyperventilation, reducing brain oxygenation and cognitive functioning. Studies show hyperventilation decreases mental performance by 15% to 30% and slows reaction times. To counter this, practice the breathing recovery exercise. Take a small, silent breath through your nose, hold for 2 to 5 seconds, breathe normally for 10 seconds, and repeat for 15 minutes. Good quality sleep is essential for maintaining a calm, concentrated mind. To improve nighttime breathing, avoid eating within 2 hours of bedtime, keep your bedroom cool and airy, sleep on your front or left side rather than your back, ensure your mouth stays closed, and practice breathe light to breathe right for 15-20 minutes before sleep. For weekend warriors, exercise is often motivated by the desire to lose weight for better health and self-confidence. However, many people fail at sustainable weight loss because they focus only on exercise without addressing their eating habits. Breath reduction techniques have helped hundreds achieve safe appetite suppression, leading to steady weight loss without deliberate dieting effort. While breathing is our most immediate survival need, before water and food, most people focus more on diet than breathing. Improving your Bolt score by 10 seconds changes your appetite. Reaching 40 seconds changes your life. Overweight individuals typically have poor breathing habits like chronic hyperventilation, frequent sighing, and mouth breathing. This creates a feedback loop between breathing and weight gain that must be broken for change to occur. Scientists have observed since 1957 that animals lose weight at high altitudes, and people living at elevation are generally thinner than those at sea level. Studies show reduced oxygen saturation decreases appetite while lowering body weight, blood sugar, and cholesterol by increasing EPO production. The Oxygen Advantage program simulates these high-altitude benefits through breath holding and reduced breathing exercises. The relationship between stress and increased food intake is well documented. Food often provides comfort or distraction from negative emotions, leading to unconscious eating despite no genuine hunger. Meditation practices help control stress and depression, which is crucial for maintaining long-term weight loss rather than experiencing temporary results from restrictive dieting. Despite being fitness enthusiasts, athletes may paradoxically live shorter lives than those in business or politics due to oxidative stress from excessive free radical production during intense exercise. While normal free radical levels are neutralized by the body's antioxidants, overwhelming this system during strenuous activity damages cells, tissues, and DNA. Breath holding after exhalation offers natural protection against oxidative stress by triggering adaptations that delay blood acidosis. When athletes face injury, they risk decreased performance from training lapses. The Oxygen Advantage program offers a solution by allowing athletes to maintain fitness even during injury recovery. Practicing breathe light to breathe right exercises with breath holds can increase VO2 max and oxygen carrying capacity while reducing lactic acid and improving blood flow. While 3,000 Americans die from heart attack and stroke every day, understanding how to keep blood vessels healthy is crucial for longevity. Nitric oxide plays a vital role by signaling blood vessels to relax and dilate. With insufficient nitric oxide, vessels constrict, forcing the heart to raise pressure, potentially damaging arteries and causing plaque buildup. Producing sufficient nitric oxide through slow nasal breathing ensures effortless blood flow throughout the body, normalizing heart pressure and improving oxygen delivery to vital organs. Exercise-induced asthma affects up to 50% of certain athlete groups. While pollution and the hygiene hypothesis are commonly cited causes, habitually breathing too much may be the primary factor. Adults with asthma typically breathe 10 to 15 liters per minute, 2 to 3 times the normal volume of 4 to 6 liters. Clinical studies confirm that when asthmatic adults reduce their breathing volume from 14 to 9.6 liters per minute, symptoms decreased by 70%, rescue medication needs dropped by 90%, and preventer steroid requirements fell by 50%. For 2 million years, humans survived by performing regular physical activity to gather food. Today's sedentary lifestyle contradicts what our bodies are designed for. Even if you've lived a mostly inactive life, you can still develop fitness gradually and experience remarkable improvements in sleep, mood, and health with just an hour of exercise 5 times weekly. Regular physical exercise provides numerous health benefits, reducing risks of cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes. Dr. Jeremy Morris's 1950s studies showed that active workers like bus conductors and postal workers on foot had significantly lower heart disease rates than sedentary counterparts. The key to safe exercise is working within personal limits, determined by your BOLT score. With a BOLT under 20 seconds, all exercise breathing should be nasal to prevent overbreathing. Only when your BOLT exceeds 30 seconds can intense exercise be performed safely without risk of overbreathing. Surprisingly, most athletes, even elite ones, have BOLT scores below 20 seconds, indicating chronic overbreathing that stresses their bodies during intense activity. Understanding the challenge of fitting exercise into busy schedules, the Oxygen Advantage program offers quick, achievable techniques that integrate into existing routines. A low BOLT score often results in fatigue, reduced concentration, and poor productivity. But dedicating just 30 to 60 minutes daily to these exercises will increase your BOLT score along with energy levels, well-being, and performance. The most effective approach is viewing the program as a lifestyle change rather than formal exercises, allowing it to become part of your daily routine instead of feeling like a chore. Thousands of clients have proven that investing time to improve body oxygenation yields tremendous benefits. Habitual overbreathing, breathing more air than your body requires during rest and exercise, leads to numerous negative consequences. Reduced carbon dioxide in the blood, impaired oxygen release from red blood cells, constriction of blood vessels and airways, adverse effects on blood pH, reduced oxygenation of muscles and organs, increased acidity and fatigue during exercise, limited sports performance, and overall negative health effects. The Oxygen Advantage program delivers significant benefits: improved sleep and energy, easier breathing with reduced breathlessness during exercise, natural increases in EPO and red blood cell production, better oxygenation of working muscles and organs, reduced lactic acid buildup and fatigue, improved running economy and VO2 max, and enhanced aerobic and anaerobic performance. With consistent practice, your BOLT score should increase 3 to 4 seconds in the first week, though it may plateau around 20 seconds. Continue practicing and incorporate breath holds into physical exercise to break through this plateau. Reaching a BOLT score of 40 seconds might take 6 months, but by then your health and fitness will be transformed, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. The revolution begins with a single breath.